Taylor, how do you reconcile the way marginalized groups, many of the people in these marginalized groups, obviously they are fighting for Palestine, right, for the Palestinians and for what's happening in Gaza. But yet in Gaza, they would not have any freedom. You know,
they don't have freedoms in Texas and Florida. Does that mean?
But they don't. But I understand that. But Taylor, I'm a member of the LGBTQ community. If I go to Texas, they're not going to throw me off of a roof.
I should be back in school.
Mostly a protest, but fires have been started.
I want you to get up right now.
The journalism industry is overrun with elite, underqualified, rich, entitled nepo babies.
How are you, baby? How old are you?
I don't know.
People should not be walking around with masks.
Russian disinformation.
Stewards.
It took Taylor Lorenz to make Don Lemon sound reasonable and normal when it comes to these queer furries for Palestine and Gaza protesting, when the point he's making is that if a queer trans activist furry showed up in Gaza to protest what's happening, Hamas would chop their head off, amongst other things. Don Lemon's on Twitter X now. What's funny is I kind of predicted all of this in a weird sort of way. I said that Elon Musk is going to get Tucker Carlson on Twitter, and sure enough, he did. And there was some fanfare, and Tucker's now completely off the deep end. And then Don Lemon went to Twitter, and I said that would probably happen. And I know that there was some falling out with Musk and Don Lemon's opening interview and stuff, but I think he stayed on there. And that's also on a podcast. And I don't have anything big to take away other than Taylor Lorenz's absolute ongoing hysterics. And this is someone that a major news organization has supposedly entrusted to inform us, when pretty much all she does is caterwaul the sky is falling 24/7 when she's not on her own TikToks or her own Substacks or whatever it is. The thing that I've noticed is people like Don Lemon, who have left CNN, and people like Chris Cuomo, who was forced out of CNN, have somehow become more moderate, or at least more moderately liberal. They aren't their personalities on CNN. This Don Lemon, for the most part, is completely different than what you saw on CNN. And Chris Cuomo, who now every week has Bill O'Reilly as a guest on his, I don't know if it's News Nation or Newsmax, I think it's Dan Abrams' network, he has somewhat become more moderated. And this has become kind of a trend that I've noticed. And if Chris Cuomo is one personality while he's on CNN, and then he ceases being that kind of off-the-deep-end liberal meathead Fredo, which I'm sure he still is, don't get me wrong. I'm talking about the persona that they put up, that you don't see the same person. Tucker Carlson very much also falls into this. I'm not just talking about CNN and the progressive left. Bill Maher is another one who, as he gets unshackled with whatever news network expect him to be, he becomes more honest. And generally, when you become more honest, he's becoming more classical liberal. He's still a dirty, filthy lib, but he cares about traditional American values, free speech, not basing everything around feelings and how people have to feel and how we demand we address with pronouns, etc. And there's some of this stuff, but what I kind of wanted to mention, just I watched more of this back and forth. But that was a clip that was going around that I was made aware of on Friday. And I'll get to her obvious hysterics in a second, but it really does show you that these networks don't really care about informing you. CNN is not a news network. I've said this forever, that they perform the news. They hire the personalities that they want, who they think are going to come off looking as competent journalism, but none of them are. Most of them, if not all of them, are progressive activists in Brooks Brothers dress-down suits. They said, we need an Edward R. Murrow type, a serious kind of guy who's relatable for the times. And they went and they got Jake Tapper, and they have crafted and formed him to be that kind of I'm super serious news guy, a democracy is at stake, removes glasses kind of thing. They basically view themselves, whether or not it's through CNN or whatever networks tell them, as entertainers, masquerading as journalists. Jake Tapper thinks he's a celebrity. Anderson Cooper thinks he's a celebrity. They don't think that they are important journalists delivering you truth and delivering you information in the most honest, most accurate way possible, because that isn't what any of them have done for years now. And then you see them kind of get out from under whatever CNN was forcing on them. Jeff Zucker, who brought in Don Lemon and who brought in Jake Tapper. And of course, Zucker's no longer at CNN. And that, of course, robs me of amazing content, because that was a huge reason of why I got into this in this podcast. But that theatricality that Zucker brought to CNN that has still lingered throughout, despite him being gone and then Chris Licht being gone. And then when these guys leave CNN, whether they're forced out or they quit or whatever, for the most part, they become kind of different people. They're putting on a different persona. I don't know which one is honest or not. Brian Stelter is an exception. He is still the giant, lovable, joyful bag of milk that he has always been, that he was at CNN. He just transferred his act over to MSNBC, which is where we learned why he doesn't criticize NBC. But as these hosts move on from their networks, I don't know if they're simply fascinating to a different audience, if they're opening themselves up, if they are being advised to do so. A lot of these guys have publicists still and can afford it. A lot of them have PR teams and says, hey, you know, maybe you should try to moderate. Maybe you should get different guests on. I don't know, maybe Don Lemon should get some conservative guests or, of course, not Taylor Lorenz, but it is interesting to watch how these personas change. Would Fox News simply just not let Tucker Carlson on to talk about Alex Jones and UFOs or Candace Owens or whomever he has decided he's going to embrace off the deep end? Maybe that was it. I don't know. But it really does go to show you, and I don't think that I'm really revealing anything or breaking new ground, again, how much of this is entertainment to these people. And a lot of news networks, CNN in particular, fastens their news as a boy band. We need this kind of person, and then we need this kind of person, then, oh, we need a woman, and then we need this kind of, and it's not who is the most credible person to deliver you, again, unbiased, accurate information. Back to what that exchange was involved, and Don Lemon's correct here. I mean, they might throw him off a roof in Texas. Have you seen how Dallas Stars fans are behaving lately? 1-0. But you have Taylor Lorenz here equating the fact that Gaza and Hamas is a terrorist organization that will murder women, children, the elderly, even of their own people, if their own person is suspected of being a homosexual, for example. And here is an Washington Post reporter, probably, arguably, the face of that institution now, at least certainly what they think. I definitely think there is a concerted strategy to at least not make Tay-Tay mad. She brings in a lot of money. She brings in a lot of eyeballs. And I think to them, that's the most important thing. Not the fact that she is a stark, raving, hypochondriac, lunatic, the likes that we haven't seen since Howard Hughes. All of that is, just put that aside. She just brings in a lot of revenue. She has a lot of followers on Instagram. And that's how they view this. Here you have a national Washington Post reporter correspondent basically likening the states of Texas and Florida to Gaza run by Hamas. Nowhere in that exchange does Lemon say, he says, listen, if I go to Texas, I go to Florida, they're not, and I say that I'm gay, they're not going to throw me off a roof. They might get arrested, according to their journalists, and they don't say gay. But for Taylor Lorenz to equate Gus and Hamas to Florida, somebody hasn't been to South Beach lately, or at least ever, lest we think that actual gays aren't welcome in the state of Florida. This is the kind of behavior I expect from, say, a Tumblr blogger or a student activist. But here you have a at least in the industry, a reputable, respected so-called journalist who is equating the states of Texas and Florida to the anti-gay, anti-woman sentiments that we see under Hamas and that we see under the Taliban. And then you wonder, how did we get here? It's May. Been listening to the Versus Media podcast, free member version. To get the rest of the podcast, additional segments, as well as comments, questions answered on the podcast as part of the community, please consider joining one of my three subscriber tiers. There's a monthly, then there's a yearly, and then there's a founding tier as well, which I will participate in chats with members weekly and offer some other perks. You're always, of course, welcome to stay a free member here, and there's, of course, no obligation to subscribe. But you should, because that's where all the fun actually happens. This is the Versus Media podcast on Substack, and as usual, don't ever talk to journalists.